Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking with the CEO of Factius, Randy Cook, about some great consumer data that his organization has been collecting and giving us some great insights to what that data is. Now, this is going to be a series of podcasts that we're going to be doing with Factius around this data that their organization has been collecting. And we're going to be hosting all of this data on a paymentsjournal.com page that takes a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. So be sure to visit that page frequently for updated charts, stats, insights, podcasts, Mercator analysts, and industry professional analysts on the COVID-19 pandemic and how it is that it's affecting consumers, financial institutions, and all industry professionals across the payments value chain. So without any further delay, let's start the show. All right, Randy, so thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. So now with everything going on surrounding COVID-19, a lot of people are starting to take a look and kind of say, okay, what does consumer spend actually look like now with a lot of people kind of having the self-quarantine and the stay at home and a lot of states issuing kind of a mandate stay at home here. But I know from Factius's point of view that you actually are able to get some insight into consumer spend data. And you've got some great charts that are actually going to be published on paymentsjournal.com here for those who are listening to this episode. Certainly feel free to go check out our COVID-19 page for that. But first, Randy, before we start, I'd love to know, you know, how is it that you get this data on these consumer spend from the merchant verticals?
Sure, Ryan. No, listen, we are certainly in a very unique and unprecedented time with COVID-19. And certainly consumer spending patterns are very important right now for many verticals. To answer your question, Factius has worked in the financial industry for 10 plus years. In this case, we work with 500 plus banking and fintech organizations. We get their spending data, specifically on credit, debit, and prepaid cards, on a daily basis from 500 banking entities. We get approximately 30 million transactions per day. So we have a very accurate view of the consumer economy on a daily basis.
Awesome. Now I have to ask, right, because we're talking about some potentially PII data here, but I know that Factius works with synthetic data. So perhaps maybe you can kind of explain to our audience why it is that it's okay that, A, we're collecting this data and able to share it in this fashion because of the way that you present or create synthetic data based upon actual data.
Sure. That's a great question, and it's a very important one. So first of all, the definition of synthetic data is very important. And the definition of synthetic data is essentially, it's a fake data set. So what we do to protect consumer privacy and protect our banking institutions is that we install our synthetic data app inside our customers, our banks' firewalls, so that only fake data leaves those firewalls. What I mean by fake is we change a lot of the transactions, for example, the price, for example, the location, for example, the date, so that it can never be traced back to a person or back to the originating bank. On an aggregate basis, the data is very accurate. However, on a consumer transaction by transaction basis, it is each one of those is changed so that it can never be traced back to that individual. That's the definition of synthetic data. And therefore, synthetic data is a step ahead of all privacy laws, all regulatory statutes that are out there today.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that clarification there. I think it is, to your point, very important that we point that out in terms of just this is synthetic data, but it's still statistically relevant there for that. So it is safe and secure in that instance in order to be able to share and take a look at. And then also for organizations to also monetize as well too. But I wanted to take a look at some of the charts that your organization is providing here. And again, individuals can view this on paymentjournal.com. So the first chart that I'm looking at here is U.S. consumer spend, and it's a year-over-year daily spend comparison of a rolling 7 days. And what I kind of found interesting here is that if we take a look at 3/17/20 here is when we start to see the initial kind of decline of U.S. consumer spending. But actually, then it kind of looks like towards the end of that month, around April 1st, we're beginning to see an upswing of that. And I'm curious to kind of get your perspective if you think that we're going to continue to see that upswing there, or if it's going to kind of start to level off where it is in the spending as we kind of more people are kind of starting to essentially kind of stay at home and potentially not go out as much.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So what I find most interesting about the data right now is that it tells us two things. When is the bottom? And potentially when is the recovery? And the chart you just mentioned does indicate, the data indicates that we hit the bottom essentially on, it looks like 3/31. And it looks like the data indicates that we are now seeing an uptick in spending. I am not an economist. My company is not an economist. We are just great at data. But the data would tell us right now, without a doubt, that consumer spending is ticking up. What I can't predict is, does it start diving again or not? But the data certainly indicates that we did hit a bottom, at least for the time being, and that we are now increasing with consumer spend.
Yeah, I think that's great, you know, especially that call out of kind of like, hey, we're not economists, but this is what the data is at least showing at this particular time. And any particular model is only good as the data that you're putting into it and consistently updating it with it. But you notice that you had mentioned that, hey, that there might be a bit of a recovery here in terms of U.S. consumer spending, but that's not necessarily true for all merchant verticals here. Another chart that I'm taking a look at, obviously consumer air travel spend, that seems to continuously be declining, possibly not at the same rate that it was during its initial descent here, but it's still descending here. So we are still seeing some merchant verticals from the data that you provided that unfortunately are not showing signs of recovery here. But I'd love to kind of get some insight from your organization of potentially maybe some of the interesting merchant verticals that we're seeing either make a recovery or that are thriving in this type of environment right now.
Yeah. So unfortunately, as you know, most consumer segments are declining. I think what's interesting about, again, those that are declining is that the Factius data and these reports that you show are starting to show that it'll show two main things again. When's the bottom? When's the recovery? So I think that's very important for those unfortunate segments, whether it's movie theaters, whether it's airlines, whether it's hotels. I think it's very important to know when those bottoms and recoveries start. To answer your question about some of the categories that are doing relatively well, and we also have this on that same site that you're referring to, is look, wholesale clubs are doing well. Discount stores are doing well. Certain grocery stores and supermarkets are doing well. You know, video games are just killing it right now. Beer, wine, and liquor stores are really up as well. So those are some of the segments that are doing well. And the other thing I want to mention is that this data is important to, I think, many segments, right? So if you're in one of the segments we talked about, this will help those merchants and or those executives in a given segment figure out how are we doing with real data. And it's also good for economists. We're having the government ask us for this data so they can set policy. We're having academic institutions ask for this data so they can actually assist with either governments and or private entities and do more studies, because finding out more about COVID is so important to society right now. We want to make this data available to all entities so we can help the merchants, we can help academia, and we can help the government set sound fiscal policies.
Yeah, actually, I think that's fantastic. And in terms of providing this information, I know that your organization is going to be launching a new product relatively soon, and perhaps you can give us some details around that product called Enlightenment and when potentially you're looking to launch that.
Sure. So we are launching Enlightenment in April 2020, and we're very excited about it. And the charts that we're looking at right now that are available on your website actually pulled data from Enlightenment. And in summary, Enlightenment is a very easy to use web-based tool that anyone can log into and pull these data trends down that we're talking about. So that's what Enlightenment does. It shows these trends across the all these segments. It can even get down to the individual merchant and company and tell you specifically how they're doing on a daily basis. So yeah, that is launching here in April 2020. We're excited about it, and we're making it available to all those segments we mentioned, whether you're a retailer, whether you're airlines, groceries, all company segments, academia, and or governments. We're really excited about Alignment because we really want to get this data back out to the industry.
Excellent. Now, before we wrap things up here, is there a particular URL that we could perhaps send our audience to if they want to learn more about the Enlightenment product?
So the URL, and to find out more information about the Enlightenment product, go to enlightenment.factius.com. And that's spelled, Enlightenment is spelled Enlightenment, mint, M-I-N-T, dot Factius, F-A-C-T-E-U-S.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today and breaking down some of these charts. And we certainly look forward to having you on the podcast real soon.
Thank you very much, Brian.